At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This is the Lombardi Line with Michael Lombardi and Patrick Maher on VSiN.
Well, Michael Lombardi, it is called the Lombardi Line, so would you like to come up with a line or two to describe what you saw from Steph Curry last night? Because I've slept on it, and I'm at a loss. How about you start it?
Well, I would say congratulations to you. You have been on this Steph Curry, the MVP train for a while now, that he's the best player. And I think what we saw last night in the fourth quarter, which I think is the most critical element of personnel scouting, understanding what greatness looks like, is all the Celtics' great players, these superstars, they played like B-plus players. And the only real A-plus player on the court was the great Steph Curry. And he won the game in the fourth quarter. Fair, just took it over. And I think that was a display. If I were to write a book about greatness and what greatness looks like, evidence to the fourth quarter. That's greatness. Playing your best when your team needs it the most and dominating the competition. There you go.
Well put. And you've chronicled greatness throughout your career. I thought about that last night while he was playing. I was like, you got to write about this guy. 43 points, 10 rebounds on potentially an ankle that wasn't perfect. A sprained foot, of course. 7 3-pointers made. This is coming against the number one defense in basketball, a great defense, defensive player of the year. For the series, he's averaging over 34 points, over 6 rebounds, over almost 4 assists, shooting 50% from the field. He's shooting 49% from three and 88% from the free throw line. It was majestic last night, man. And again, you kept on saying bigger, tougher, stronger, more athletic, younger. He's 34, and he just did this against a team that is absolutely attacking him when he's on offense.
And he's getting really no help. I mean, Draymond is a wash. I mean, Draymond, you know, he ended the game at a plus minus of zero, but he's a wash. I mean, they started Otto Porter in the game, you know, and they played him 15 minutes. I mean, they're desperate. They're looking for solutions. You know, he didn't start Looney, and I thought Looney ended up being one of his best players on the court. You know, I think Steve's got to reconsider that. But look, at the end of the day, if you're a Celtic fan, Tatum had an open look. Smart had open looks. Jaylen Brown, I thought, played his worst in the fourth quarter. I didn't think he played well. You know, they had open looks. Horford's the only one who made the open three. They had every opportunity to get back in it. They couldn't make the shots that counted. I mean, they couldn't make the shots that counted. And so why do you say this? Okay, let's just put this in perspective. Tom Brady is probably going to be the greatest player of all time. Is he the greatest athlete? No. Is he the fastest? No. Does he have the strongest arm? No. But when the game matters most, he wins titles. You know, is Aaron Rodgers, if we were playing pickup, you know, I saw somebody say Peyton Manning's the best quarterback that ever played. There's no doubt Peyton Manning was tremendous, except he only won 2 Super Bowls, one of which the defense carried him to the finals. Like, great players win titles. They carry their team to a title. And what Curry did last night is an indication of how a great player carries it. And I think, to me, he got cheated, Patrick. He got cheated. I mean, you know, he ends up with, what, 40-some points? I mean, he got fouled on multiple times on three-point shots that they never called.
In my hurry to get Michael Lombardi's synopsis, I forgot to welcome you. This is the Lombardi Line. We're presented by BetMGM. This is VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Those of you watching on NESN, it's starting to get tight. 2-2 series tie, Michael Lombardi. 107-97 win for the Golden State Warriors last night. Of course, the Golden State Warriors, they cover. Plus, good job by you. That plus 135 does cash on the money line. As you mentioned, if you're going to bet them, hit them up on the money line. 213.5, it stays under the posted total. Now, let's get to the awkward conversation for the Boston audience, and that's Jason Tatum. Jason Tatum, yep. he emulates Kobe Bryant. You could see and watch literally the life and confidence leave his body last night. Jason Tatum is not where people think he is. He's 28 of 82 from the floor in the series. He's shooting 34% from the field.
I mean, and it's comical that he's got such a high rating to be the MVP of the series, because we've said yesterday he wasn't. I mean, I would give it to Jaylen Brown. I'd give it to Smart before I give it to him. I think what we saw out of Jason Tatum is he's a really good player.
Very good.
Is he Kobe Bryant? I don't think he's not. Kobe Bryant wins that game. Kobe Bryant wins that game for Boston. I mean, now you got to be careful here. We're not saying Tatum's not a good player. I'm not saying that at all.
Of course not.
I'm just saying when you want to put people in this upper echelon of greatness, they have to carry the fourth quarter. They got to win the game. And Tatum has not played well for four games. Boston's won two of them, and he hasn't really played. Now, the first game he dished the ball. He didn't shoot well. I mean, they've done a nice job of corralling Tatum and not letting him take the game over. But last night, to me, go back and watch the last 6 minutes of that game closely. That was the moment where a great player takes over the game. And the only one who did it was on the Warriors team, not on the Celtics team. It's just, you just have to acknowledge it. It doesn't minimize how good of a player Tatum is. It just, when you want to get to that rarefied air, you've got to be able to deliver when it matters most.
Golden State had nowhere to turn. They knew it. Boston knew it. Boston threw the kitchen sink, and he gave a virtuoso performance. That's the difference. Like, and that is with the Defensive Player of the Year. That's one of the all-time great defensive teams. And we'll get into the metrics and the numbers and what Wiggins did and, you know, the surrounding cast, which was much better, specifically rebounding the basketball. I'm just stuck on the stunning performance because, again, they're showing the replay down in the corner here. I mean, he was dialed in as well. And what stood out to me when he was flexing at one point, this is kind of abstract, but what stood out to me, Michael Lombardi, was just how much he's put into this. Look at his body now. He's 34 years old.
I thought the same thing, too.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Hit the muscle. When he was, I mean, I couldn't believe it. I mean, the tone in it, I mean, it was incredible. Look, he understands what he has to do to be great. And look, he took Davidson to the Elite Eight. Markelle Fultz couldn't even take Washington to the 64. The great Ben Simmons, hope he's feeling better, by the way. He couldn't take LSU to the 64. This guy took Davidson to the Elite Eight. Like, great players win. Let's put that in perspective. Brady's great because he wins. Now, you know, does he have the greatest talent? No. But great players win. Otto Graham won. Say whatever you. Otto Graham won. This is why you're held in rarefied air. When you win, when your team wins, because it's a team sport. I mean, we have minimized it to the point where we're just grading. You know, yeah, Tatum's a really good player. But when that Boston Celtic team needed him the most, he didn't play very well. Now he knows it as well as anybody. He said it after the game.
Shout to you with the Otto Graham pull, because Otto Porter Jr. was inserted into the lineup, which we should discuss. They went
We're
small.
In the Otto world.
We're in the Ottos, and,
yes.
And Kerr goes small, but as soon as Kayvon Looney was awesome last night. I mean, what do you have, 11 boards? Now, we have to get to Wiggins, but I think Looney is the difference here. He is the true size. Bielitsa as well. Actually, some good defensive minutes that they gave him, but the difference, I mean, okay, we'll put Steph aside. Can we talk about Wiggins, and can we talk about system? If you watched Wiggins in Minnesota, and then you said this is an facsimile of who that kid was. I mean, they really built him up. He wasn't a rebounder in Minnesota, to say the least. He had 16 boards. I think he had three or four of those on the offensive glass. Just a monster game, 17 points. By the way, his prop points and rebounds, I believe, was 20 and a half or 21. He goes 17 points and 16 boards. He almost got there with the rebounds.
Yeah. I mean, and that rebound he got late in the game on the missed shot that they turned into another three-pointer by Curry that he got the long rebound. I mean, it was, you know, he was active. He was, you know, he was plus 20 for the game, Patrick.
He was great.
Played 43 hard minutes. I mean, look, he didn't he's 7 for 17 from the floor, but he did the things he needed to do. Plus, he defended. I mean, look, he defended as well as anybody. Let's be honest here. I mean, you know, the reality of it is when Boston doesn't get elite performance from one of those three players, Smart was minus 17, Brown was even, and Tatum was plus one, that's not going to cut it, you know? And so, I thought they shortened their rotation. They went very, very – they only played eight guys last night, typically is what they've been playing, you know, and they knew that was the game they had to win. You could sense Boston knew it, and they had control of it, right? They had control, and then they just couldn't. The last 5 minutes, their player was better than our player. That's what happened.
Yeah, but what is it about Boston? And when we come back, we'll set up the series price. We'll set up the MVP, and we'll get into the numbers. But what is it about Boston where after wonderful performances, they have these letdowns? There was no reason on a Friday night at TD to have a letdown last night, but they kind of did. In the half court, they went stale late. I mean,
they did.
Golden State dominated them in the final.
They kept shooting three-pointers. Yep. They kept shooting. I mean, and Jaylen Brown, I was afraid he was going to turn it over every time he was penetrating, you know, and so they didn't shoot. Look, you live and die by that, right? They had open looks. Horford hit the one in the corner that got him to three. You know, you think they're going to get back in it. They needed a stop, and then Wiggins gets that rebound, and all of a sudden now it's back to six, you know, and then they turn the ball over, game over. You know, but to me, go back and watch the last 7 minutes of the game. It was there for the taking, and the guy who took it was the best player, as you've been talking about, on the court. And we said yesterday there's no way he could win the MVP if it goes five or six, but now I bet he's the favorite to win the MVP. You know, I'm not saying that the Boston's going to get a limit. I'm not saying that. This could go seven easily now.
And by the way, I mean, I was just having fun with it. Yesterday when Michael and I sat here, it was plus 105 on Jason Tatum. That's what we thought was a joke. You thought Smart. You thought Jaylen Brown. I totally agree. And Steph, it's only happened once with Jerry West where the loser in the finals won an MVP.
Yeah.
Steph at 205 was still kind of short, so it's not like I'm breaking news here. I'm just thinking, is there anybody that even rivals him as the best player in the series? I mean, Jaylen Brown's been the breakout for the Celtics. It hasn't been Tatum.
No, exactly. But there's a perception that Tatum's the best player, and that perception, and I think as a fan, look, you love the Celtics, love your team, right? You love them, right? But you got to be honest about who is truly an elite player. Is Tatum going to get a max contract? Yeah, but that doesn't make you a star. Stars win the game. If you want to be Kobe Bryant, you get the ball. No matter who's guarding you, no matter where the doubles come from, you score. Go back and watch it.
Listen to this. Boston was up 91-86 with 7:32 to play in the fourth.
Yep.
At home. They scored 6 points the rest of the way. That's not going to get it
there
done. That's not championship material. We come back with the Game 5 odds and MVP odds updated here at Lombardi Line on a Saturday.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with The 7 every weekday. So follow The 7 right now.
You're listening to The Lombardi Line on VSiN, featuring former NFL executive Michael Lombardi. Now, once again, here's Patrick Maher.
Okay, we are going to be joined by Jeff Siegel coming up a little later. And here are Jeff Siegel's, of course, Express Bet. He's been killing it on the Lombardi Line with the Preakness picks. He's going to give you the Belmont picks later today. Express Bet analyst Jeff Siegel. So here's who he has today, both at Santa Anita. Race 3 at Santa Anita. Jeff likes the 6-horse Priano at 5-2 on the morning line. In race 6 at Santa Anita, Jeff has the 2-horse Connie Swingle at top at 5-2. Jeff is coming off, as I mentioned, the Preakness pick, and now you can get $25 free to bet and follow him in today's Belmont Stakes. All you have to do is sign up for First Bet, the preferred horse racing app of VSiN, and place a bet on his pick, which is Rich Strike, the Kentucky Derby winner. Go to VSiN.com/horses for details. And when you do, again, it's VSiN, VSIN.com/horses. Use the promo code LVBelmont. LV Belmont, and follow Jeff, who's been killing it lately here on the show. Michael Lombardi, all of a sudden, is a horseman. Yesterday, we had Aaron Halterman, Racing Dudes. He's going to join us in a second. We're just getting his connection up. Michael Lombardi says, oh, I'm going to ask some novice questions about horse racing. And frankly, the questions have been awesome. He's been getting into the sport. There he is. We're going to have Jeff Siegel on later, and I was just talking about your acumen as a horseman lately has been awesome with those questions yesterday.
I love it.
You're getting into it.
I put my secretariat picture up here on the wall here at the office.
Oh, I have to see
that.
Can you show me that? Yeah. Well, the next break, pull it down and show it to me.
I will. It's the best. It's in black and white, which I love it. Today's the Preakness. I love that he loves Rich Strike today.
I did. It's a good story. I'm gonna try to beat your boy Rich Strike, and then your girl Nest is running his way. We've got an 8-horse field, one of them a filly, which means a girl for the novices, and she's going to be running, and she's going to have a shot. She's a really, really good filly, trained by Todd Pletcher, who's won the Belmont 4 times. Now, wait till I get to the MVP odds, which have flipped. So,
but we said that yesterday. Like if you liked Curry, and it was a risky like, right, because of the way the series was going. So, you know, this is hindsight, but that number had to go completely berserk for him to be the MVP now, right?
You want me to give it to you? Okay.
Yeah,
so,
sure.
So, and you just, you framed it perfectly. For new bettors, the way this works, the market flips game to game. So understand that yesterday, it essentially came down to, would Curry dominate and would the Golden State Warriors win game 4? Because as you said, the series was going to have to go long if the loser, meaning a person on the losing team that lost the championship, was going to win the MVP. So Steph yesterday was plus 205 to win the MVP. He's now minus 145, a big-time favorite. Think about that flip.
That's a tremendous shift. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
That has jumped completely the other way from plus 205 to minus 145. For new bettors, you got to lay $1.45 to win a dollar. The other side, a dollar would have won you $2.05. Now, Tatum, he went yesterday from essentially even money, plus 105. He's now plus 185.
I mean, unless he turns it around, you know, this is going to be a hard – I mean, we have basically – we've got two games, if you will, to figure out who's going to be the MVP. And I would say right now, I guess the question you've got to ask yourself is, can Curry duplicate what he did last night? Is this sustainable? You know, is this sustainable? And I'm not sure it is. I mean, I'm not sure it is. I mean, he's remarkable. But, you know, he can't continue to carry the team. And Draymond can't continue to play at the level he's been playing, although Looney has come in and given them some incredible good minutes, even coming off the bench yesterday. So is it sustainable? And then who is it going to be? I still like Smart. He was at 30-1.
He's now.
I think when Smart doesn't play well, I think it's really hurts. That's when the Celtics kind of fall apart a little bit. When he's going like he was in game four in game three and going to the rim, he's a different player. They're a different team. That's my guy. I mean, if you want to bet the MVP for the first quarter, it's easy. It's Jaylen Brown. He dominates.
Yeah. Well, I agree with you. Here are the juicy ones. So Smart 66-1. So he's jumped up
now.
Big.
Wow. Yeah.
And Jaylen Brown 7-1. If the Celtics win this series in seven, Jaylen Brown's going to be your MVP. I'm sorry, because Tatum.
He has to be, because he's played. He has played the best of any Celtic over four games so far. Now, we've got to figure out what happens. I mean, if Tatum comes out and has two 50-point games and they win them both, he's going to be the MVP.
Sure. Yeah, we shall see. I don't see it from Tatum. I did, like I said, you could almost – it's weird with Tatum. He was hot from three last night, but getting to the rack, he was missing easy layups. He's a confounding player. He ain't Kobe. I'm sorry. I know that he's wearing the Kobe bracelet and all this kind of stuff. Anyway. Yeah.
I mean, I think you put too much pressure on yourself, Patrick. I mean, you know, it's like if you came into work every day and said, I'm going to be Brent Musburger, and it just puts all the pressure on you to have to duplicate this wonderful career this man's had, right? Like, why would I come in and say, I'm going to be Hubie Brown or I'm going to be the greatest analyst? You can't. You know, it's like just be who you are. Don't tell everybody who your idols are. Because when you fall short, you gave everybody an answer. He ain't Kobe. He ain't Kobe. He can want to be Kobe. You know, it's like when those kids, I always say this when I speak to college programs. I say, y'all, everybody have Kobe's picture up in your room? Oh, yeah, we love Kobe. Yeah. You know, can I give you a little bit about Kobe, how hard he worked? Because if you love Kobe, then you better work as hard as Kobe worked. Because if you're putting his poster up there and that's your idol, and you don't get to the gym at 4 in the morning and shoot all day long and then have practice at 12, you ain't Kobe.
The difference
is, after a loss, do you go to the gym at 12 midnight and shoot? Because if you don't, you ain't Kobe.
You combine the work ethic with the innate competitiveness. You have a special human in Kobe. You have a special human in Jordan. That what I said earlier is you could almost see the confidence kind of evaporating with Tatum. Kobe's confident. Kobe go 1 for 20 from the field. He was more confident with every shot. You see that?
He would have taken over. I mean, in fairness, he would have won the game when they were up by 5 with 7 minutes to go. Kobe would have taken that game over.
People are special. Brent Musburger, he was just born to speak eloquently, and it just flowed out of him. I try like a mule. I mean, it's for me, it's plug it away.
We all do.
Plug it away every day.
But I think that pressure that he's put on himself is what's as you said to start the show, it's kind of it takes it out of him, because he knows he's not being Kobe.
That's right.
He knows it.
Well, he started the series with, I think it was a text. He showed a text message. You remember that he texted Kobe, like something like, I got you. No, you don't. What you have is 28 of 82 from the field. And it's not like he's playing horribly. It's just not, that's not the expectations. And some of those expectations were brought on by himself. Constantly giving interviews about, can I be the best player on the best team and all this kind of, just zip it, get out there and hit some buckets, man. Anyway.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm not trying to be he seems like a super nice guy. So not being disrespectful.
He's tremendous. And we think, there's not, I mean, if I could get B's in school, that would have been great. He's a B-plus player. You know, he is not an elite player. Elite players win that game. And you say, well, it's unfair to Tatum because it's just one game. No, it's not. It's the finals. He's not having his best series in the finals. And A players dominate when it matters the most. They don't disappear.
You know what?
It's what we talk about with Amari Cooper. Like, Amari Cooper's making $20 million a year for the Cowboys, and when they need him to make a play, you can't find him.
I can hear Nesson getting frustrated, so let's settle them down a little bit. Let's put it this way. Kawhi Leonard, that surrounding cast he had with Toronto, was that better or worse than Boston? Obviously, much worse, and Kawhi Leonard carried them, who's a superstar, to a championship. LeBron James, the year that he was going to win the MVP if they lost, LeBron James had literally sibs around him, and he won a championship. That's what we're talking about with Tatum. Tatum has wonderful players, the supporting cast. You probably, after Curry, you draft all Celtics. He has a wonderful supporting cast, and they're not getting it done, and he is the dude. Again, he's young, and he can grow into a super-duper star, but right now he's a star, and we got to chill with the labels. Okay, so Golden State-Boston, do you want to take a shot on Monday evening? Monday, as my grandmother would say, Monday is the number on Game 5. You want to take a shot?
2.5 Golden State.
3.5. 3.5, the total 212. So the totals come down a little bit. That 3.5 kind of mirrors what we saw, I believe, if my memory serves me correctly, games 1 and 2. So just your initial instinct feels a little heavy on Golden State. Well, this is what Boston does. Boston bounces back from these performances.
Yeah, I mean,
they've been resilient like crazy.
Once again, take Boston on the money line. You know, if you like Boston, take them on the money line. You know, and if you like the Warriors, take the Warriors and lay the points, because what we've seen so far, and it's been consistent, is that nobody covers. Like, these games are, even though that was the best game of the series by far, right? It was the best game, the most compelling game. There was no time that I wanted to go to sleep in that game, right? I wanted to watch the whole thing.
That was a long, long game.
I stayed up to the end on that. That game was too good to not watch, to give up on, because you could just tell it wasn't going to end. I mean, it wasn't. Neither team was going to go away. They were going to stay in it. It was a game seven. It was a game seven game, is what I saw it as.
Oh, this is going seven. It's going. We're going to have a game seven at Chase Center. Okay, when we come back, the Commanders have a new quarterback. Should they have a new defensive coordinator? No, I won't make it political. I promise you. I won't put you in that spot. I won't put myself in an awkward spot. But Del Rio, not because of political stance, maybe because of his coaching abilities. We'll come back and discuss that next here at Lombardi Line on a Saturday. A busy show. Jick Jack's coming up. We've got plenty to do with Thomas Gable, Jeff Siegel with the Belmont. Join us as we continue.
Listening to the Lombardi Line on VSiN, featuring former NFL executive Michael Lombardi. Now, once again, here's Patrick Maher.
Okay, the VSiN Summer Special is here for $39. Help us help you become a smarter, more sophisticated, better. Again, this special is kind of like let us do the work for you, but you can also learn. We've got Point Spread Weekly, which Mackinnon, they've been killing it as far as the information. That is, drops every Wednesday, and it's just the most comprehensive information when it comes to sports betting you can get anywhere. But on top of it, Adam Burke with the daily Major League Baseball best bets, Jonathan Von Tobel with the best bets throughout the NBA playoffs and the finals, Andy McNeil throughout the Stanley Cup playoffs, plus NFL preseason coverage. We've got golf, including live covered golf, UFC, NASCAR. It's all there, and it's just for $39 through July 31st. Take advantage now. Don't wait. It's vsin.com/summer. That's vsin.com/summer. Okay, we got you back here on the Lombardi Line, presented by BetMGM. I'm Patrick Maher. He is Michael Lombardi. We've got plenty to do. Our boy Jick Jack is going to join us from the Beau Rivage down in Biloxi coming up in just a little bit. Thomas Gable from the Borgata there, Atlantic City, and Jeff Siegel with ExpressBet with the Belmont plays. Go ahead. What are you going
to
say?
I was texting Jick Jack last night. I can't wait to ask him when he comes on. Bill was over, and we were outside doing the pizza barbecue steak night, you know. And so, Bill was sending him pictures. My man last night got hit with a $42 bill at McDonald's. Like, I don't know how that happens. How do you get a $42 bill at McDonald's?
Jick Jack, the love for food is real. It's not just an on-the-show shtick, right? I mean, he went to McDonald's and spent $42. I mean, there is a dollar menu. You could be more efficient than that, no?
Well, he had to. In fairness, it wasn't for him. It was for his grandkids. But still, how do you spend $42 at McDonald's? I don't even know how you do that.
I don't think I've ever come close to $42.
Ponder that until the next block.
We'll have him lay out the receipt when he joins us. Okay, again, not political, but Jack Del Rio, who's a very conservative man. The reason I bring this up is because, remember, he talked about the Capitol riots being quote-unquote a dust-up. He has since been fined $100,000. There was a lot made of it. Here's my question for you. As a bettor, if somebody wants to get political, I'll use that to my advantage in this sense. This was an underperforming unit last year defensively for the Commanders, and whether or not the team likes him, I have no clue, but my assumption is if he's making comments like that, Jack Del Rio, that could linger in a locker room that is full of diversity. So again, I'm just looking for angles here as a bettor and looking for consternation, which seems to be there with the Commanders.
Well, I think it speaks to another problem, too. It speaks to the fact that there's no protocols within their organization. I mean, you and I, we both work for Visa, we work for DraftKings. We've had to go through a bunch of training to understand what we're allowed to tweet out in terms of based on the company. We represent the company when we're on the air. Jack Del Rio represents the Washington Commanders when he's speaking. You know, Al Davis said this all the time. When you get in front of those cameras, you're talking to three people, and only three people. You're talking to the fans, you're talking to the owner, and you're talking to your players. That's it. Now, was that conversation fit into those three? Of course it didn't. It had no business being in those three. But I think it points to a bigger picture. I think it points to the head coach who's Teflon. Nobody attacks Ron Rivera. Wonderful man. I'm not saying anything bad about Ron Rivera. As a human being, no. Man's fought cancer. Great. He's done all those things. I wish him nothing but the best. Let's take the personality out of it and let's analyze his career. He's had a lot of losing seasons. He's had a few of those win seasons, you know, where he adds those in and they carry him. But this year he decided that he watched his offense, defense, and special teams coordinators and made no moves in the offseason. So what does that tell you about the head coach? It says the head coach is sitting in his office and he's saying to himself, there's three areas I look at. I look at players, I look at coaches, and I look at scheme. What Rivera said last year as the 23rd, the 21st offense in yards gained, 22nd in yard allowed, 25th in points allowed, 25th in points scored. One of the worst third down defenses in all of football last year. They were 31st. One of the worst offensively, 20th. One of the worst red zone teams in all of football last year, offensively, 29th. He watched all that and said, it's all in the players. The coaching's great. The scheme's great. How do I know he said that? He didn't make any moves. He didn't make any moves. He didn't change it. He didn't change what he was doing. And to me, for the talent that they had, to be as bad as they were on defense, to be as poor as they are on third down defense, to be as bad as they are against the pass, for a team that can really run that should be able to rush the passer. I mean, they were last team in the National Football League in touchdown passes allowed. How's that possible with that front that they have?
Well,
and so what Rivera is saying simply to all of us, Patrick, is the scheme's great, the coaching's good, it's just we don't have enough players.
And may I just I think the underlying numbers, and you just did it well as far as defensively, were even worse. And there just wasn't an advancement. I know Chase Young, but didn't he play 10 weeks? He had one sack. Chase Young did not take a step forward. Jamin Davis, the linebacker they drafted, looked lost. It's all, like what I'm trying to say about Del Rio is, are you developing players? It doesn't seem like you are. And then are you scheming this unit to make them better? And the underlying numbers point to no. You add that to the divisiveness, and it's weird. It's a weird situation.
He runs the same thing every week. It's just the same thing. He just comes through to it. But let's go back to Rivera. He's the guy who's in charge of this operation.
That's fair.
He's the head coach with a defensive background. Like, since 2016, he's had one winning season. Now, I know he made the playoffs in 2020, but that was a 7-9 team. I mean, he's had one winning season as a coach. He's four games below 500. He's two games below 500, two games below 500, two games, and last year he's three games. I mean, you know, he's had three winning seasons in his coaching career of 11 years. Three out of 11. And nobody puts him on a hot seat. Nobody puts him on a hot seat. Well, because he went to one championship, he went to one Super Bowl. I mean, Brian Billick went to a Super Bowl and won it, and he got put on hot seats.
Yeah, but the best deodorant, Michael, for Ron Rivera is to have an owner that is literally testify in front of Congress and all the attention because of the myriad of suits levied against Daniel Snyder. It's almost like you can hide underneath the drama.
Oh, I've said that. If Rivera was the coach, remember he fired Marty Schottenheimer after we went 8-8. Okay, if this was the old Daniel Snyder, Rivera would have been fired this year. There's no doubt, you know. There's no doubt, but it's not. He's basically hanging on for dear life, Daniel Snyder, to own this franchise. But besides it, like forgetting that, like who's watching the store? Who's watching the store? You got coaches saying stuff that they have no business talking about. So that tells me there's a lack of discipline, there's a lack of control, there's a lack of protocols. Like, you've got to be – your job as the head coach is to talk to the team about what we're going to say, what we're going to do, how we're going to handle it. That's called leadership. That's called leadership. Look, I know you guys got to talk to the press. Here's the messaging that we need to send. You can't have independent messaging. You know, you can't have that. That tells you you're not in control. In working on this book, I spent a lot of time on Tom Landry. You know, Landry put in the offensive and the defensive game plans during his time. I mean, he worked on it completely. There was nothing that happened within the Cowboy organization that Tom Landry didn't have his stamp of approval on. That didn't say he did everything, but he was leading the Cowboys. That's what leadership's about. And no one – look, go through all the hot seats. Ron Rivera's not on any hot seat. Everybody's focused on the owner, which certainly he has his own issues. But they were terrible on defense. They don't adjust to anything. They run the same scheme week in and week out.
I say this because I think it's wonderful. So Beeston is owned by DraftKings. And DraftKings, I just did yesterday 2 hours of sexual harassment training. And I'm sure you have to go through it too. And by the way, good for us. It was extensive. I learned things that I didn't understand.
Something.
I learned stuff that I didn't know. I took the test 3 times, passed it, felt good about it. And those are the protocols we have set forth. No offense to Jack Del Rio, but you have a lot given to you. You don't get to go on Twitter and act a fool regardless of your public opinion. Dude, pull yourself together.
Right, but the spotlight's on his behavior on Twitter, right? That's what everybody focuses on. But there, that spotlight should not be that's something he has to – but it should be the Washington football team should have been fined
that's
allowing
true.
Him to do it.
Yeah, you're
for
right.
For not having protocols in place. Like Goodell should be on the phone to the president of the Washington Commodores, I call him, the Commodore, and say, like, look, you know, like this is wrong.
Now – people would say, well, Rivera came out and fined him. No, what Michael's saying is you have to have protocols in place before the fine actually has to happen.
I mean, the greatness of – Al Davis said this all the time. The greatness of an organization is anticipate problems, not react. Right? The greatness of an organization is to anticipate problems, not react.
Yeah.
When you have protocols in place, you basically are eliminating any – you're anticipating problems. There's the rules. Here's who we are. DraftKings, here's what you have to do. You know, you got to change your password every 4 months. It drives me crazy, but we got to do it anyway.
I'm going to lose my mind.
I mean, I can't get online half the time. And then I got to wait for that lady to call me, and I got to punch the number.
I don't know my password. Can I use the temporary one for good? I'll just copy and paste it. Please give me an answer. I'm a low-key guy.
But there's protocols.
Hey. Good on them. That sexual harassment stuff was great, and those are protocols that everybody should follow. Jack Del Rio, get in line. Next, Jick Jack and McDonald's.
McDonald's.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Listening to the Lombardi Line on VSiN, featuring former NFL executive Michael Lombardi. Now, once again, here's Patrick Maher.
Major League Baseball and BetMGM, peanut butter and jelly, they go together. King of Sportsbooks, place a one-game parlay wager with at least 4 legs on any Major League Baseball game. If all legs of the parlay hit but one, you'll get your stake back in free bets up to $25. So they're going to give you cash back for not hitting the parlay. That's pretty damn good. Make sure you check it out. BetMGM.com for the one-game parlay. And you got to be 21 years or older. If you have a gambling problem, it's 1-800-GAMBLER. Promotional offer not available in Nevada, New York, or Washington, D.C. Michael Lombardi, of course, there in Jersey, Ocean City, where summer is popping. Patrick Maher here in Vegas, where summer is literally 110 degrees at 8 a.m. with Mikey and Dom in the pool. We now to Beau Rivage and say hi to our man. Of course, Jick Jack Johnson, Carl Johnson, runs the race and sportsbook there at the Beau Rivage in Biloxi.
Look at my man.
On brand.
Look at my man.
He's got the pork chops. What do you got behind you there, my man?
Look, that's not pork chops, baby. That's the ask Lombardi. I mean, this is the type of stuff that him and Berman are texting me last night, and I'm cooked last night. I mean, Lombardi's making meat deals on the Jersey Turnpike, with the cover of darkness, and I'm going to McDonald's and spending $42 with chicken nuggets for grandkids.
Oh man, I love it. Yeah, we had a good one last night with a little light barbecue there, a couple tomahawks there. You got to, if not now, when, Jick Jack? I mean, seriously, if not now, when?
That's a great point.
Hey, look, one thing, I don't know if Chef Gordon Ramsay created that kitchen that you have outside, but I mean, this guy, Lombardi's got an uni pizza oven. I mean, these guys are eating pizzas as snacks before they tackle these 50-ounce steaks. I mean, it's incredible.
I've been really kind of into these Italian cooking shows, so I've learned how to make dough, and so I've been trying to perfect that. I don't golf, and I don't have really any hobbies, and so I felt like it's a good opportunity to kind of do that. One of my close friends, Pat Nolan, he took a baking class. I'm going to go see Pat this week, so I'm going to get more tips.
You're into Italian cooking shows. You mean cuisine? That's what you're into.
Well, no, I got this other Italian cooking series that's just remarkable. I can't wait to get back. I'm going to go away for a week here, Patrick. I'm going to miss you, but I'm going to go get some R&R. But starting tomorrow. But it's been great. So we have a great kitchen. Jick Jack, when you come up and visit, the summertime outdoor cooking is part of it. Outdoor showers and outdoor cooking are a big part of the Ocean City lifestyle.
I'm there. I'm all about that, baby. I am there.
Now, before we get to the betting, we do have to discuss the breaking news, and that is somehow you managed to spend $42 and change at McDonald's. Care to discuss, Jick Jack?
Yeah, I take care of two grandkids full time, and then I had my older two grandkids, Braden and Aubrey, come in from Baton Rouge last night to spend the weekend. So, I offered to take them out to eat barbecue, and they all said, no, Paul, we'd just rather have chicken nuggets at McDonald's. So I had to go in there. I ordered about 80 chicken McNuggets. I mean, people are staring at me. I mean, we're in a small town, so they recognize you anyway. And I just had to put my head down and say, this is what I need.
You got to work. Carl's the best. On brand with the tomahawks behind him here, of course, runs the race and sportsbook there at the Beau Rivage. How did we turn out last night? Of course, a historic performance from Steph. If you want to discuss the game, we'd love to hear your thoughts. But how did it turn out for the book there?
Yeah, so, they got us a little bit. Good ball game last night. I think we was able to control our losses a little bit with the total. We had some pretty good in-game wagering to start the fourth quarter that minimized our losses. But we ended up losing a little bit last night. Curry did his thing. I mean, Curry has to have games like that for these guys to be successful. They don't have the offensive punch that the Celtics have. But I was really impressed last night. Wiggins. 16 rebounds, 13 of them defensively. I think he was like plus 20, in 43 minutes. And then Looney, I believe, was like plus 21, had 11 rebounds in 28 minutes of play. Those guys made up you just have to have something to go with Curry. Curry's got to do what he's got to do, and those guys were able to get it done last night.
No doubt. And I guess the question is, can he do it again? I mean, that was an unbelievable performance. Is it sustainable? Is it sustainable over? Because now we're in a three-game series with the Warriors now having home court advantage back again. So can he sustain that? And I think that's the challenge. Carl, what we've talked a lot about this week on the show has been the line almost is meaningless because whoever wins, whether it's the dog or whether it's the favorite, there's really nothing to worry about other than the over and under. Have you been getting more action on the money line or taking the dogs?
Yeah, we have. I mean, we've been getting popped both ways, but you're right. I think this is like 21 games in a row now that the point spread has not been a thing. If you stop and think about it, that's strange. I mean, that doesn't happen a lot.
The book can get you guys get the over under right. It's the line that doesn't seem that doesn't work.
Yeah, you're exactly right, Mike. I mean, like I said, 21 games. I mean, you know, I've never heard of that, to be honest with you.
With Curry, and Michael, you brought it up, with Curry, can he continue this? Can he continue with the effort? It's almost like Carl Johnson. You can spend $42 at McDonald's once, but if you go back again and then you go back again, that's a lot. You know what I'm saying, Carl?
Yeah.
That's a lot. You can't keep going to that well.
That's right. You're right. Yeah, I mean, I couldn't fit in this room if I kept going to that.
Now, what people – I think it would surprise some people down there at the Beau Rivage that – aren't you a Lightning – specific hockey town, kind of, you know, not necessarily a hockey town, but they bet the Lightning there. And the reason I bring it up is, of course, a huge game tonight with the Rangers at Tampa. This number's jumped up at a couple of shops up to 190 with Tampa favored.
Yeah, and that's where we're at. We're at minus 190. The total is 5. The over is juiced minus 145, and the under is plus 120. We have an extremely good Lightning crowd. For being down south where, you know, you know, we never play, you know, if I would have had hockey in high school, I probably would have played it. I just like rough sports. We just down here in the south, we didn't have hockey then. We do have a minor league hockey team here in town, but we get such a good Florida group that, they love their Lightning here.
That's so what do you think, Carl? I mean, do you think they close it out tonight?
You know, I this last game really threw me for a loop, Michael. I thought prior to this last game that the Rangers had outplayed the Lightning. I don't know if the Lightning have just decided to, to regroup here. And they look really good here the other day. And, they're at home ice. I'm not going to bet against them in this spot, but, laying $1.90, that's a lot here. The Rangers are still a good hockey club, but this is going to be a good game. And I would tend to lean Lightning here.
And look at the juice on the under 5.5, Carl. You know, we've seen sevens, we've seen 7.5s, but this series is much different with that total.
Yeah, well, we're actually at 5 here, Pat. The over, we have it juiced minus $1.45. With the under plus 120. It may move.
Other than the first game, Patrick, I mean, we've everyone's hit
been
under 5, right?
Everything's been under. You had two goals scored last time out 2 nights ago with 2 minutes to go. So, you know, it was one. It's been a low-scoring series. The two best goaltenders in the world, so the good reason. By the way, you know what thing that stands out to me, Michael Lombardi, is with Carl Johnson, he's such a benevolent man, such a great guy. Taking care of the grandchildren, my assumption is he gets taken advantage of. You know what I'm saying? They run roughshod over him. He's too nice.
Hey, Patrick, you know around Dominic and Mikey.
Cute.
And the it's hard to say no. I mean, it's hard to say no. I don't have it in me to say no.
Carl?
The best thing I could do is walk away.
What about you, Carl?
Yeah, I don't say no too often. I mean, that's my heart right there. I love taking care of them kids. And be honest with you, when they're there, I got a house full of kids. I mean, they got tents in the living room. You know, I like that stuff. I like to play along with it. And I got an Oculus. I don't know if you guys ever got into VR, but I've got an Oculus, and that thing is just unbelievable.
Virtual reality. Carl, you're the best, man. Stay young, you'll never get old, right? That's the perfect way to live life. And one more is the podcast. Jick Jack Johnson on Twitter is where you can give him a follow. He's a must-follow. Carl, enjoy your day. Do you got to play for us? It sounds like you might find some value there with the plus 170 coming back the other way on the Rangers.
Yeah, that is good value there. But look, a big game here for our region right now is Ole Miss baseball against Southern Miss.
Okay.
I like Southern Miss minus $1.25 today, and I like under 9.5. Huge game here.
I'm literally playing that right now on my app from Carl Johnson. Southern Miss, lay the number. Thank you, Carl. Yep, enjoy your day. Enjoy your
Thanks,
Saturday.
Thanks, Carl.
Take care, guys. See you later, Michael.
He's the best. Carl Johnson.
That's the best.
I mean, I could just see, because I saw the kids. The kids are too cute. Well, you just get taken advantage of as a grandfather and a grandma.
There's no answer.
You can't say no.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.